We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trailblazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my mans was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash, the Cowboys, trash, the Bengals, trash, the Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people. Hello, world. Like to welcome y'all back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Glad to see everybody in here, man. Hope you guys enjoying your Monday so far. Rob, my boy, what's going on, man? Glad you was able to make it, man. This is the Rob's Two Cents NBA kickoff show, but you know we're going to talk sports because there's been a lot of things happening. If you guys don't know, got to start this off, man. If you don't have Roku, I need you to go get Roku, you know. Show your boy some support. Your boy is now on Roku. So your boy has made it to a live streaming platform. Nephew, what's going on? Appreciate you for coming in. But your boy has made it to, a streaming platform. So I'm on the Rewind Sports 60 channel. As you guys know, I've been with Brother Jerry Rouse. He's a staple in Chicago broadcasting for sports. And, you know, this man that worked for WGN, I done read his profile, you know, and he's taking a liking to me, and I'm on his sports channel. So make sure you guys get Roku, look up the Rewind Sports 60 channel, watch your boy Rob's Two Cents, man, out here trying to make moves, man, you know what I'm saying? ESPN, Fox Sports Network, here I come, I'm telling you. But yeah, man, you know, I appreciate you guys, all the support you guys been showing me. My boy Jesse was good, Ken was good, man, appreciate y'all for being here. But yeah, you know, appreciate all the support, man. You can still catch me on my YouTube channel. Still catch me here on Facebook Live. Gonna be doing my show for my Rob's Two Cents page soon, so need you guys to tune in. But that's enough about me. I know y'all came here to talk sports, so let's talk it. Let's talk it. My boy, CP3. I'm proud of this man. I've been a fan of CP3 since he's got drafted, excuse me, y'all. Remember back in 2005, rookie of the year. Chris Paul has almost done everything except won the NBA championship. And tonight, he is one game away. As you guys know, the Phoenix Suns are up on the Los Angeles Clippers. They're up 3-1. Tonight can be the game, what they say, the straw that break the camel's back. Tonight can be game over for the Clippers. And they got some bad news because not only is Kawhi Leonard not playing, but Ivaka Zubac is not playing. So now you lose your big man. And DeAndre Ayton has already been having his way. We're going to talk about more Ayton in a second, man. I know y'all been watching these games. If we look, it's been pretty much pure dominance from the Suns. It's not that they're blowing the Clippers out. It's just that the Clippers is just severely undermanned. First of all, you don't miss somebody like Kawhi Leonard and not feel it. You don't miss somebody like Kawhi Leonard and it doesn't impact your team. Kawhi Leonard is the team. They go as he goes. So you lose a big piece like that. You knew that the Suns were going to get Chris Paul back. Devin Booker has been making a name for himself this season, y'all. Devin Booker has been playing out of his mind. Remember, what was the first game? A man went for 40 points, 11 rebounds, just out there dominating, man. And he's not the greatest of three-point shooters. He can knock down a three. But that mid-range, that and he knows how to get himself open for that mid-range jumper, man. Let me tell you guys something. Devin Book, or D-Book as I like to call him, that man is for real. Devin Booker is the real deal. And you know, as I watch these sports outlets, they begin to harpen back to the conversations he had with the late, great Kobe Bryant. And you can tell, you know, there's a Kobe spirit in him. I almost think he borderline psycho. If you see, Devin Booker ain't for none. We remember him getting back, you know, a time last season. He got into it with George Paul, as I like to call him, but Paul George. He got into it with Paul George. He called the man soft. I mean, he just looked him in his face, told you ain't nothing. You weak. You trash, bro. And then we remember, fast forward to the bubble, he hits a game winner not only in Paul George's face, but in Kawhi Leonard's face as well. I mean, we saw spurts of Devin Booker being this player that we see him as today. Remember, he scored 72 points against the Boston Celtics. Devin Booker is the real deal. We hadn't seen scoring like that up close and personal since Kobe. Ironic, right? And then we see the comparisons, them both being drafted at number 13. You see the comparisons, and no way, shape, or form am I saying Devin Booker has done enough in his league to call himself Kobe Bryant. Because if we look at where Devin Booker is at in his career as opposed to Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant had already won 3 rings. If we look at I think Devin Booker has been in the league for 7 years. So, you know, Kobe was already a 3-time champion. Kobe had already stepped up and showed the world that he was here to stay. But Devin Booker, though, is making a name for himself. And I do like the way that he's playing the game. But let's talk about the secret sauce for the Phoenix Suns. And that's the big man, DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton has been playing out of his mind. Did we not see the game on Sunday? I mean, Sunday? Did we not see that game on Saturday, I'm sorry, where he's had 19 points, 22 rebounds, 9 of those rebounds were offensive rebounds? You want to talk about wanting the ball more than everybody else? You want to talk about will over skill? When you get 9 offensive rebounds, you hustling out there on the court. That means you want everything that you got coming. And not to mention, did I mention he had 5 blocks? Did I mention that the big man was out there protecting the paint, making people scared to bring that ball to the rim? And then we do have to talk about Paul George, because he had missed 2 clutch free throws again in the last minutes or so of the game in 2 consecutive playoff games. We do know that Paul George is not the superstar that we thought he was going to be when he was with Indiana. I don't know what has happened to Paul George. I don't know if LeBron was in his head. I just don't know what has happened to Paul George. Paul George is like a shell of himself. And it's like when those pressure situations show their faces, he backs down. He folds like a metal chair. It's almost sad to see. We see the last game that they played, he goes 5 of 20. Kawhi goes down. They bring you there for these situations. Now, I understand Robin can't do much without Batman, but Robin was a dog. Hey, you just not going to run over Robin like that. Robin got down. He did become Nightwing. I'm sorry. I'm showing y'all the inner nerd in me. But I'm just saying, Paul George has to step up when time calls for you to step up. Hey, John B, appreciate you for being in here. Shay, what's going on, bestie? Appreciate you, Jay. I appreciate the love. Got to show love to the comments. I'm here for the people. And let me know what you guys want to talk about. We just getting started, man. Y'all know this is the hottest sports conversation in the nation. But Phoenix, if you ask me tonight, Phoenix is going away with the W. They're back home in Phoenix. We know that crowd is ready to turn up. That Phoenix crowd, you know, being kept in your homes during the pandemic, you know, everybody is just ready to do something. I mean, I drove past Soldier Field, and I ain't never seen a soccer game have a field stadium like that. Not the Chicago Fire. Everybody was out. People just want to do something. And let me tell you something right now. They are going to be in that arena tonight in Phoenix. They are going to bring the noise. Let me tell you guys, Phoenix is going to make their way to the NBA Finals. Haven't been to the NBA Finals, what was that, since 1993? Back when Charles Barkley made it and unfortunately lost to the great Michael Jordan. The GOAT, by the way, in that debate now. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Let's go. Hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, niece. Hey, baby girl. Thank you for being in here. Oh, we're going to talk about Dame in a second, Jay. I got you. We're going to talk about Dame in a second. And then we have to look on the other side of the ball in the Eastern Conference. We have to look at Atlanta versus Milwaukee right now because let me tell you guys something. I don't know what it is. Milwaukee has to be, to me, one of the most confusing teams I've ever seen. Because there's still questions that I have about this team, yet they are looking like they're prime and ready to go to the NBA Finals as well. Because Coach Bud has not made any adjustments. I mean, they continue to shoot threes when they're not hitting them. Somebody's not in Giannis' ear to tell him, hey, bro, do you realize that in game one and game two, you score 50 points in the paint? In games one and game two, you score 50 points in the paint. Stop shooting threes. You're not a three-point shooter. Stick to your game. Now, he did have a beautiful move. That spin move and the way he adjusted in air with that layup, oh, that was beautiful. Oh, that was poetry in motion. And even though we laugh and joke about Giannis as a spin move, layup type of guy, oh, that spin move was beautiful. He hit it at the right time. And the way he was able to adjust in the air, I think that was Bobby Portis. I think that was Capella going up to contest. And the way that he finessed Capella, it was beautiful. It was poetry in motion. But Giannis, I need you to do something for me. This offseason, I need you to work on your game. I need you to get better. I need you to at least get a 17-foot jumper, Giannis. There's no way in the world that you are only hitting like 30% of your jumpers, man. As great as you are, you will make yourself unstoppable if you just add a jumper. We know you can get to the rim. We know you can play bully ball. But the problem is everybody knows this, Giannis. You're stoppable. They've proven that in previous playoffs, which is why even though you guys are more than likely about to make it to the dance, there's still questions surrounding this team. Now, Chris Middleton had a great bounce back game yesterday. I mean, the boy went bonkers. I mean, the boy caught the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, can the church say amen? Chris Middleton had 38 points yesterday, y'all, along with 11 rebounds. But let me tell you about the 38 that he had. He got 20 of them points in the fourth quarter alone, going 8 of 13 from the field. Did I say he caught the Holy Ghost? Oh, can the church say amen? We about to pass the offering basket around. But let me tell y'all something. Great bounce back game for Chris Middleton. And Trae Young, as great as he has been, I think he had 32 points in the first three quarters. And late in the third quarter, he injured himself on a damn referee. He gets ready to run back on defense, and the referee, not having a wherewithal to realize maybe I'm too close to this player, standing directly behind Trae Young, freak accident, not going to blame the referee here. But let me just tell y'all, it sucks that Trae Young looks like he's going to be not the same Trae Young during the rest of the series. And it really sucks because he scored 48 points in game one. They were able to win game one, where right now nobody saw Atlanta coming. I say this, I've been saying this on the past couple of shows. Who has saw Atlanta coming? I sure didn't. And if you say you did, I need you to play the lottery for me because we got some money to win. Because nobody saw this coming. Not from the Atlanta Hawks. Not from a team that was that was out of playoff contention at the beginning half of the year, had to fire their coach, Coach Lloyd Pierce. Had to fire him. And then this Atlanta team, behind great coaching now, is now put themselves in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Who saw this coming from Atlanta? Hey, Meech, what's going on, brother? What's going on? Appreciate you for being here. Y'all stupid talking about something. Amen. Hey, you say you did me. Well, I need you to do my fan duel for me, bro. We got some money we got to come up on, bro. But, yeah, man, it just sucks. So, Trae Young is down. Now, he did finish the rest of the game. I think he only scored an open three-point shot, about 4 points in the fourth quarter. You could definitely tell that ankle was giving him a problem. It was giving him a huge problem. And he had an MRI today. And the MRI said that he has a bone bruise on his foot. So they listed him as probable for game four. Of course, Trae Young, after being interviewed, said he's going to play. He's getting treatment, but he's not hiding the fact that it is sore. It is sore. It's crazy. Hey, my boy Gino came in here. I appreciate it, my boy. Thanks for the love. Hey, I didn't see it coming. I thought Atlanta should be better just because of Trae Young, but I saw his development, but I didn't see this coming. I didn't see Eastern Conference Finals coming, beating Philadelphia. I didn't see that. Yeah, Philly, they just got a lot to work on this offseason. But, you already know with Atlanta, so now you got Trae Young hurt. They got Cam back, Cam Reddish. He came back, but of course, he's on limited minutes. Bogdanovich is hurt. You can tell he's not the same Bogdanovich. I think the writing is on the wall, everybody. I think the fat lady is ready to sing. I think it's about to be game over for the Atlanta Hawks. They had a hell of a season. But right now, the cards are not in their favor. And for Milwaukee, hopefully they're able to, continue, to keep giving us great games. So at least, we have some good games in the finals, because it's looking like it's going to be Phoenix and Milwaukee in the finals. Both teams, and when I say both teams, we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks and the Los Angeles Clippers, are about to be put out of their misery. Rob's 2 cents. Phoenix versus Milwaukee in the NBA Finals. And as you know, you got to wait for my finals predictions. But I can give you a hint. CP3. My heart is going for him. I got to ride with my boy to the end. Enough about basketball talk. Oh, y'all thought y'all was just coming on here for basketball talk. Oh, I got a lot to talk about. Did we see the fight this past weekend between Mario Barrios and my boy Javonte Tank Davis? Did you see the fight? Now, Tank came into the fight. I believe he was, 24-0 with 23 knockouts. So Tank came in, already a two-time champion. Currently I think he's the 135 and the 130 champion. He's like the secondary champion, like in the 135 division or the 130 division. And he was looking to move up in weight class. So he's trying to hold multiple titles at the same time, something that hasn't been done in a very long time. So he's trying to be a multi-weight champion and hold all these titles at the same damn time. Shouts to Future. And he was going against Mario Barrios. Now, Mario Barrios was also a guy that was undefeated up until Saturday night. He came in at 25-0 with 17 knockouts. So this is not no run-of-the-mill fighter. This is a guy who's been laying waste to people. And not to mention, he had a height advantage over Tank. He has a reach advantage over Tank. And people was wondering, since Tank was moving up in weight, is his power going to be able to affect Barrios? And ladies and gentlemen, or as I like to say, my good people, Tank proved that his power is for real, because he knocked the old Lord Jesus out of Barrios. Now, I'm going to take you through the fight. From the first round to about the eighth, about the seventh, Barrios kind of had his advantage. He was throwing his jab. As a person, as you know in boxing, if I have the reach over you, my objective is to not let you get in. We're not going to make this your fight. We're going to keep it at my fight. So whatever punching power you do have is null and void, because you cannot get close to me because I have a reach advantage. And he played that jab perfectly. And you can tell he was frustrating Tank. And after a couple conversations with Mayweather, who stepped to his corner, as you guys know, Tank is a fighter under Mayweather Promotions. Mayweather, letting them know, hey, you might be losing this card. You might lose this fight if you don't make something happen. And Tank came out in the ninth and proceeded to put Barrios on his ass two times. That first one was a beautiful lead right hook, flush, caught Barrios right between the eyes, knocked him down. I'm like, oh, okay. Because Barrios started getting frustrated because I believe he thought he was losing the fight. And now with Tank knocking him down, he completely is thrown off his game now. So he is no longer using his jab. He's trying to fight Tank fight. And that's exactly what Tank wants you to do. He's called Tank for a reason. You're going to get ran over. Hey, Mom, appreciate you for being here. Always got to show love to my mom. And, yeah, bestie, you know we talking about boxing now. So Tank then hit this man with a nice quick left hook. Bow, put him down again. In the ninth round, Barrios did show some resolve. He caught Tank with a nice little two-piece, and it looked like it was going to hurt Tank. And Tank looked hurt. I thought Tank was going to go down. But Tank was able to stand his ground in the 11th, y'all. Let me tell you. I got sipped on the tequila. You know, it's a Monday night, so I didn't want to go dark today. Let me tell y'all what Tank did. Tank caught this man with a left uppercut right to the body area. I could have swore to the Heavenly Father above that I saw this man's soul leave his body. Now, it was amazing that he was able to stand up again, but anybody with eyes can see Barrios was done. Tank then began to, as soon as the referee gave the okay, Tank came right back in and did what a Tank do. He caught him with another left. I mean, he was going to go down if the ropes didn't catch him. Let me tell y'all something, boy. Tank put that boy down. Tank was your winner. Now at 25-0 with 24 knockouts, Tank wins the fight in the 11th round by TKO. Technical knockout. The referee stopped the fight. The boy couldn't go on no more. Barrios was down. He took it like a champ, though. Tank, man, he just continues to roll. And he sold out that arena, the State Farm Arena, I believe they was in Atlanta. Man, I mean, all the celebrities were out. Everybody came to see Tank fight. I mean, Mayweather is looking like he's holding true on that prediction. Letting them know, man, if you continue to be great, you will get that bag. You're going to get that money, man, because I'm pretty sure Tank had a nice purse that night that he cleared. Man, Tank looked good. Lomachenko also fought that night on ESPN, man. They was out in Vegas. He's still recovering from the loss that he had when he lost all his championships. He fought Masayoshi Nakatani, you know what I'm saying? And it was a pretty good fight. But everybody know, man, people are waiting on Teofimo, man. They want to see Teofimo Lopez and Lomachenko again. And after Lomachenko won this fight, we're going to see if Lopez is going to accept that fight. But, man, you know, all eyes were on Tank on Saturday night. And I'm sorry, y'all. I spoke a little too soon. We ain't done with basketball yet, man. My boy Jay asked, do I think Dame is going to get traded? And right now, man, the Trailblazers just welcomed Chauncey Billups as their NBA head coach, their new NBA head coach for their organization. Chauncey Billups garnishes the respect of players. Chauncey Billups is also a name that could bring other big free agent players to come play for that market. Just because they know who Dame is, they know who Chauncey is and the reputation that precedes these men. So I'm going to let you guys know something right now. I don't know if Dame is going to get traded. I don't know if Dame wants to get traded anymore. We look at, he was one of the people voicing his opinion and voicing his want for Chauncey Billups to be there as a head coach. We know he wanted Jason Kidd there. Jason Kidd ended up not taking that job, and he's going to be taking the job as the Dallas Mavericks head coach. So, you know, shout out to him. Rick Carlisle, you know, already found him a job again as a new head coach of the Indiana Pacers. So shout out to him. You know, so right now there's a lot of things happening. The season hasn't even ended yet. And, you know, it's just more exciting basketball to see play. And not to mention, we talk about another player's coach. I had the conversation with Brother Kelly Lee Williams. If you guys don't know who Brother Kelly Lee is, man, he's actually the guy that introduced me to Brother Jerry Rouse. And having a conversation with him about what can Jason Kidd do for the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Rick Carlisle, we know, was on record having problems with Luka Doncic. They didn't like each other. Luka didn't respect him. It's been times that publicly can be seen Luka yelling at Rick Carlisle. That's something you don't do. yelling at your coach is the same way it's looked as yelling at your parents. You don't do that. We understand you're a grown man. Y'all both are grown men. But, you know, out of respect, you should never yell at the authority figure in public. Let's hash this out in the locker room like normal people. You know, so everybody's going to respect Jason Kidd. He's a winner. We saw the development that he had with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, Giannis, and believe it or not, he was more trash than this a couple years ago. You know, and no disrespect to Giannis's game. Giannis is, you know, he deserved the MVPs that he received. But, you know, his game, to me, honestly, doesn't translate well to the postseason. He can't hit free throws. He can't hit jumpers. He's limited in what he can do, and you can build a wall to stop him. But, you know, Jason Kidd turned this man into a regular season monster, a stat stuffer, you know, a PER machine, you know. So Jason Kidd can develop a team. Now, granted, if I'm Damian Lillard, my thought process is, okay, you bring in a great coach. Can we bring in a great personnel to fit with my game? Because we're not going to win a championship with the way that we are now. It's not going to happen. Portland will not win the championship with the way it's constructed as of today. So that begs the point, or the beg to differ. Do I take a look at the Lakers, who is in dire need of a point guard because Dennis Schroeder will not be back in L.A. the following season? Do I look at L.A.? Do I get a chance to play with LeBron, who's still in tip-top shape, and play with an Anthony Davis, who, even if he goes down, me and LeBron can provide enough firepower to hold the fort down until AD returns? Because AD needs to work on his injury problems. I don't know. The boy need to drink more milk or something. I just don't know why he gets hurt all the time. But that's something to think about. And we also know that the Warriors are going to be making that claim because Klay is coming back. And who's not going to want to go play with Steph? You have Luka wanting to be traded, and he wants to play with the Warriors. Zion wants to be traded, and he wants to play with the Warriors. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting dynamic next season, man. But shout out to Rick Carlisle. Shout out to Chauncey Billups. Shout out to Jay Kidd, man, you know, on those head coaching positions. You know, great leaders. You know, they're proving themselves all winners in some shape or form, whether, you know, through previous coaching or through being a player. You know, those are champions right there. You can't deny the facts. Also, too, did y'all see Scottie Pippen and his little beef with Kevin Durant? What's going on with that, my people? Let me see in the comment section. In the comment section, if you don't know what I'm talking about, man. But so Scottie Pippen makes a statement, and it's just funny. You know, as we know, KD was in the Brooklyn Nets, were eliminated by Giannis in the Milwaukee Bucks. Harden was down. Kyrie was down. You know, KD did all he could, you know, so they got eliminated. Scottie Pippen goes to social media and says, if that was LeBron James would have been able to win with that team. Like, where did that come from? Like, he just came for my boy KD for no reason. Usually it's the other way around. I'd be like, KD, what you on? But in this case, KD minding his business, and Scotty, you know, and I got much love and respect for Scotty. He was part of that dynasty here in Chicago, so I'm never going to diss my boy Scotty, but he was tripping. He came in, KD, so you know how KD is. KD's going to respond. So he like, hold on. Are we talking about the same player that caught a temper tantrum because they drew up a play for Tony Kukoc and not you, even though you're supposed to be the best player on the court? Of course, you guys know this is when Mike was retired. And then he also brought up, oh, is this the same player that decided to take a summer vacation? Talk about you rehabbing in the middle of the season. I said, whoa, KD got on that with Scotty. What was the problem? And then Scotty Pippen proceeded to make the most ludicrous statement that I've ever heard. And what this man said was that LeBron James won a ring with no help. Now, first of all, I understand that LeBron James is a great player. But Scottie Pippen, you have to understand that no great player has ever won a ring without any help. LeBron had hella help. If we look at the year that he won with Miami, he had Chris Bosh, he had Dwayne Wade. At one point in time, he had Shane Battier, he had Mike Miller, he had Ray Allen. I just don't understand, Scotty. We look at the rings with Cleveland that he won. He has Kyrie, he has Kevin Love. I don't understand. We look at the Lakers. He has Anthony Davis. Bruh. Wife, what's going on? Thank you for being here. I just didn't understand that statement. So Scottie Pippen, I'm going to need you to, you know, and he later retracted that statement. We're going to give Scottie a G pass. But, bro, nobody is going to win a ring without any help. That's just facts. Before we get up out of here, y'all, the roster has been named for the U.S. Olympic team. I want to know how y'all feel about this. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Bradley Beal, Damian Lillard, Zach LaVine, shout out Zach, Bam Adebayo, Draymond Green, Chris Middleton, Kevin Love, Drew Holiday, and Jeremy Grant. Those are our players that will be representing Team USA. It sounds like they have enough to win. I would assume so. I haven't really looked at the landscape of how the players are playing overseas. But if there's any indication of what we've seen in the past, we know that they're only going to get better. They can play over there overseas. I don't care what y'all say. Them boys get down. And they be most of them been playing since they were 16. But I don't feel there's enough hype on our USA team. You look, Bam and Draymond and Kevin Love are our big man. And KD, if you include KD. I don't think that's enough to win in the Olympics. But I have to see. Can we small ball them to death? Yes. Is that enough shooting on the court where we can make that happen? I beg to differ. Keith, what's going on, my boy? Appreciate you for being here. I appreciate the support, man. But yeah, y'all, I appreciate y'all for coming in, man. This is the end of my show. Not going to keep y'all long, man. You know, we had to talk a little bit before the game come on. We're going to possibly watch CP3. Finally make it to the NBA Finals, which is going to be a great thing to see tonight. I really predict Devin Booker to have a big game tonight. They're in Phoenix. He's taking off the mask. He said he's done with the mask. He doesn't want the mask on. And like Future said, mask off. We might see Devin go for 40 tonight. I think CP3 is going to have a big game tonight. I think DeAndre, I think the big three for the Phoenix. Is it safe to say that that's a big three? Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton? I think so. I think they've done enough to call themselves a big three. They've made it to the Western Conference. Looks like they're going to make it to the NBA Finals. I believe that they can call themselves a big three. Hopefully we see Chris Paul win tonight, man. Again, before I leave you guys, make sure you guys continue to like, share, subscribe. You know you can find me on YouTube. Now you can find your boy on Roku TV under the Rewind Sports 60 Sports channel. Make sure you guys have Roku. Get Roku if you don't have it. Make sure you support your boy. I'm trying to go all the way up, man, and I can't do it without you guys. For the people that have been here, I love you guys and appreciate you guys, man. I'm going to continue to bring you that hot sports conversation. You feel me? Make sure you guys continue to have a great week. Remember to set your obtainable goals, man. It's all about that, man. Set your goals. Don't reach out the gym. Set small goals that's going to lead to the bigger picture. And then get your plan ready for them, and then execute. I love you guys, man. Jay, I appreciate that, man. I hope you guys have a good one, man. Hope you guys continue to be great. And you guys already know the slogan, baby. We go! There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us, but we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we gone.